2 years ago, Dane County switched from an elected coroner to a professional medical examiner. It's become a regional service with 10 other counties paying for autopsies and death investigations. A national report from the U.S. Justice Department last year noted many municipalities don't have the mortality rate or tax base to fully justify funding a forensic pathologist. La Crosse County Administrator Steve O'Malley says their partnership with Dane County has been helpful.
Like most medium-sized counties, we have an appointed medical examiner system that are primarily people that have experience in emergency medical services and working with law enforcement. And many of them are on call, short-time hours, and don't have the expertise of a board-certified pathologist. So we're excited that there's an ability to work closely with when we need that level of service.
This year, La Crosse County's medical examiner retired. O'Malley says the county may expand its partnership with Dane County to include administrative services in its medical examiner's office. For Dane County, this revenue would help offset the cost of hiring another person to do death investigations. Executive Joe Parisi says it's an opportunity to share costs.
Obviously, public resources certainly aren't growing, but the need for services at least continue or grow. We look for efficiencies and ways to cooperate with our neighbors.
Parisi says the medical examiner's office has seen an increase in the number of death investigations and their complexity. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.